Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Plenty of sunshine in store for today with highs up to 55 degrees. Lover winds from the west at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low in the lower 30s. For Thursday, at least some partial sunshine there, lower 50s for high temperatures. And for your Friday, sunshine back to 40. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, 28.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News. Good Wednesday. The Kansas Highway Patrol investigating after a southeast Kansas school bus was hit from behind while it was stopped on a highway picking up a student. Cherokee County Sheriff David Groves says the Riverton school bus was carrying 13 students when it was hit yesterday morning on U.S. Highway 166 about 3 miles east of Baxter Springs. The patrol says a 13-year-old student on the bus and the driver of the vehicle which hit it were taken to Mercy Hospital in Joplin. A prisoners' rights group says the Kansas Department of Corrections unfairly censors publications, even with the adoption of a new policy and the elimination of a banned book list. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the Human Rights Defense Center has cited a list of more than 200 books and magazines that administrators have recently blocked, including Richard Powers' Pulitzer Prize winner, The Overstory. And one more warmer day on tap for Kansas before cooler temperatures tomorrow. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Egg Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Egg Ford?
Rusty Egg Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Egg Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Egg, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Egg Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
President Donald Trump says he would talk to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about running for an open Senate seat in Kansas if Republicans appeared at risk of losing that seat next year. Trump's comments to reporters yesterday in London during a NATO meeting came as Mike Pompeo dismissed speculation about his seeking the Senate seat. Trump said if he thought Republicans might lose their first Senate race in Kansas since 1932, he, quote, would have to talk to Mike, end quote. Authorities have used ground-penetrating radar to search for evidence in a 20-year-old missing persons case. Kansas City Police said in a news release that officers searched this week on an empty lot and found an anomaly in an area that once contained a home where Star Boomer stayed off and on with her boyfriend. The news release says the images don't show exactly what's under the soil, but that the investigation will be continuing. I'm Rick Everett, and that is your Wednesday Kansas Look at News on the Mid-America Network.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our Mole vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Nearly 800 Nebraska State Penitentiary inmates, more than half of the Lincoln Prison's population, have signed a petition sent to state officials and various news outlets decrying conditions at the prison. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports the petition pans penitentiary administrators for putting the prison in modified lockdown, which has curtailed clubs or organization meetings and kept inmates from having full use of the prison library. As health officials scrutinize marijuana vaping, it's increasingly on law enforcement's radar, too. Authorities across the country have seized at least a half million marijuana vape cartridges and arrested more than 120 people in the last 2 years. Vaping has gained ground in the last few years among marijuana users as a discreet alternative to smoking the drug. I'm Rick Everett. with Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A public information meeting on the proposed Marshall County Jail project is planned this evening at 7 at the Blue Rapids Community Center. The architects will present drawings and questions will be addressed. Frankfort Community Foundation Giving Day Tuesday raised nearly $50,000 with contributions to participating agencies on match day receiving a 50% match. Antioch Cemetery Restoration raised over $8,500. The Grade School Restoration Project raised over $7,000. Others in the top 10 were the Wildcat Boosters, Annunciation Youth, Frankfort Community Care Home, City Library, After Prom, American Legion Post, Frankfort Jane's Community Service and Beautification, and the Football Program. Additional details online at frankfortgives.com. The Nemaha County Sheriff's Office received multiple reports of burglary and criminal damage to property and an arson in the city of Centralia between 3 and 6:30 a.m. November 30th. The Nemaha County recycling trailer was set on fire, tires were slashed on a vehicle, three separate vehicles were stolen and abandoned, and a window was broken at a residence. The investigation continues. A total dollar amount for the damages has not been released. If you have information, contact the Nemaha County Sheriff's Office. Charlie Hatfield will take over as Pawnee City Mayor effective December 10th, replacing Deb Klein, who has resigned. Hatfield's departure from the council will leave an open position. Anyone interested is encouraged to pick up application at the city office. An appointment will be recommended by the mayor for council approval. Marshall County Commissioners at their meeting last week heard from the county councilor regarding the contract for a court-appointed attorney. He'll get with the county attorney and judge and will bring a recommendation back to the board. There was a calculation error on the part of a software company in regards to Marshall County tax statements. Total tax calculated is correct and the mill levies are correct. However, the error showed the incorrect amount of money going to each of the separate entities. Statements were mailed out as originally calculated. If any taxpayers would like a reprinted tax statement with correct distributions, they may contact the treasurer's office. Resignation of Jamie Olmstead as Franklin Township Treasurer was approved. She'll be moving out of the township effective November. Appointment of Rhonda Wassenberg as Franklin Township Treasurer was approved. The board discussed wage increases and will continue discussion of the Neighborhood Revitalization Program renewal in the future. Washington County Commissioners, at their meeting last Monday, discussed construction on the B Street project, which is set for this spring. Nemaha County Commissioners, meeting last week, heard from engineers that they have not received any updates concerning haul routes or the road agreement from NextEra Energy Resources. Paul Strothman with Nemaha County Rural Water District spoke of concerns running the Soldier Creek Wind Farm transmission lines. He asked commissioners for help relieving the burden placed on the water district during installation of a lines. Republican precinct leaders in Pottawatomie County last week met and chose Undersheriff Shane Yeager to take over as sheriff for Greg Ryan, who resigned after 19 years and will assume a county commissioner's post. Neil A. Waterman, age 83, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery east of Washington. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Neil Waterman. Marjorie Hoppenstedt, age 101, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Hoppenstedt. Norman Shale, age 88, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Norman Shale. Eugene R. Roche, age 83, of Wymore, passed away on Saturday. Mass of Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Burial in the Wood River Cemetery Tuesday, 11 a.m. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends from 6 until 7:30 with the rosary at 7:30. Laughlin Ova Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Eugene Roche. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a sloppy Joe and a whole wheat bun, sweet potato fries, winter blend veggies, and bananas and pudding. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, carrots, whole wheat bread, and apple rings. Check out a school and community calendar. Marysville's Good Shepherd Lutheran School Christmas program this evening at 6:30 in the MHS Auditorium. Public is invited. KNDY News Time 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High pressure still remaining in control across much of the region, not only here for this afternoon, but right into your Thursday coming up as well. A weak frontal boundary does drop those temperatures into the day on Friday, but conditions still looking to stay dry. First across the area for today, staying well above average temperature-wise. Those average high temperatures this time of year closer to the lower 40s, and instead expecting mid-50s for those high temperatures for today with lots of sunshine. Then for tonight, mostly clear conditions, lows dropping back into the lower 30s. For Thursday, we'll see some increasing clouds there, high temperatures in the lower 50s. And then for your Thursday night, mostly cloudy skies, mid-20s. Dry, sunny conditions into your Friday, but cooler, back closer to average in the lower 40s, but right back to the lower 50s for highs Saturday. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, early December, 44. Record high on this date, 66, in 1988. The average low, 23. The record low is 6 degrees in 2005. Sunset this evening, 5:01. Sunrise in the morning, 7:31. Clear skies ahead of sunrise, 31 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the southeast. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 4th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Merry Christmas from CJ Express. Get fueled up and stocked up for the holidays. The lunch special for December in Marysville is a baked potato with all the toppings, and CJ West is baking up the blazin' barbecue pizza again. You can even do some Christmas shopping in any of our stores. T-shirts, plush dinos, travel mugs, and gift cards all make fantastic gifts. Safe travels from CJ Express.
A double overtime thriller between the Rockets and Spurs. Houston led by as many as 22 points before squandering that lead. Lonnie Walker scored a career-high 28 points as the Spurs overcame 50 from James Harden.
Second free throw for Walker. He misses it on purpose. The rebound to Tucker. This ball game is over. After trailing by 22 points late in the third quarter and 16 points entering the fourth quarter, the Spurs earn a hard-fought double overtime victory.
On WOAI, 135-133, your final. Harden went 20. 20- for 24 from the line, the most in NBA regular season history without a miss. Heat forward Jimmy Butler took over in overtime, scoring 8 points in under a minute. He finished with a triple-double, and Miami handed Toronto its first home loss of the season, 121-110. The Lakers beat the Nuggets, 105-96. Their 17-2 record is tied for the best 19-game start in franchise history. College round ball, number one Louisville held number four Michigan to a season-low 26% shooting from the field. Junior forward Jordan Warrell led all scorers with 22 in the 58-43 win over the Wolverines. Number 10 Duke and freshman big man Vernon Carey Jr. gave 11th-ranked Michigan State all it could handle. He had 26 points and 11 boards in the 87-75 win. NFL, the Carolina Panthers fired head coach Ron Rivera after a 5-7 start. Owner David Tepper contemplated the move for weeks.
I hope we can find that person to make those changes in 1 year. This is a building process. We are at the beginning of a building process.
Perry Fuel named interim coach. Rivera ends his tenure with a 76-63-1 record. NHL, they needed an extra period in Nashville. In Tampa Bay, right winger Nikita Kucherov closed the show.
Again, turns to Stamkos, high slot. Stamkos, right circle, shoot, score! Kucherov! He kept that in! The Lightning win it!
On WFLA, 3-2 the final. Flyers beat the Maple Leafs 6-1. Bruins blanked the Hurricanes 2-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
We tip off the high school basketball season Thursday with Marysville at Axtell. Girls and boys games live, simulcast on FM 95.5, AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Good morning, I'm Sam Smack with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, briefly, we'll recap how yesterday finished as corn was mixed after the Tuesday trades. The turnaround Tuesday brought fractional gains for soybeans. Wheat was mixed at the yesterday close, and the cotton continues to lower. Looking at the livestock, as lean hog futures regained more than Monday's drops in the nearby contracts, gaining $1.70 to $2.22. Live cattle futures were mixed at the Tuesday close. The April contracts did nudge 2 cents in the black, while February and December's remained lower. Feeder cattle futures were also mixed at the closing bell as they could not hang on to the midday gains. Afternoon box beef prices were lower but tightened the spread to $17.84. Choice boxes were $2.46 lower but select boxes were 67 cents lower. Through the overnight round of trading, we're actually seeing yet another night of slight gains as December corn right now up half a cent at 372 and a half. March is at 381 a bushel. That is down a quarter cent. Kansas City wheat seeing slight gains. 422 and a half is where December sits, up 2 1/4 for March at 430. Soybeans are seeing some gains today as January beans are up a nickel at 876 a bushel, up 5 1/2 for March at 891. The meal also in the green, up 150 for December at 294, and similar gains into next year. The soybean oil is unchanged for December at 29.99, but up 18 points for January at 30.37. After finishing in the red yesterday, cotton back in the green. December sits at 63.10, up 51 points for March at 64.56. January crude oil is up 91 at 57.01, and further into next year, seeing similar gains. Unleaded gas now up 2 cents at 159 a gallon. January heating oil up 3 at 191, and January natural gas currently down a nickel at 238. December silver is fractionally lower at 17.21 an ounce, and December gold down 330 an ounce at 14.74.90, and similar losses into next year. The dollar index also showing weakness, down 5 points at 97.63. With your latest market information on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Spag.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Kick off your day with free coffee and cookies and enter to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive. Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. In a flurry of meetings with reporters yesterday in London, President Trump says he has no deadline for finalizing a complete trade deal with China. China and the U.S. still working to reach a Phase 1 agreement with an unofficial deadline of December 15th. But an overall agreement may extend beyond the 2020 election. Trump told reporters in some ways he thinks it's better to wait until after the election. Trump says China wants to reach an agreement, adding the China trade deal is dependent on one thing. Do I want to make it? Trump claims he's doing very well in talks with China. The president also pointed out the $28 billion in trade aid given to U.S. farmers with many billions left over, added about the funds that got them whole. China wants Trump to remove tariffs and reaching a Phase 1 agreement that also includes $40 to $50 billion in purchases of U.S. agricultural products over 2 years. The Purdue CME Group Ag Economic Barometer rose in November for the second month in a row, climbing to 153. That's 17 points higher than in October when the index was at 136. This month's rise in the ag economy sentiment left the barometer tied with July for the highest reading of this year. Once again, the rise was driven by improvements in farmers' perception of both current economic condition and their belief that conditions will improve in the future, with the biggest boost coming from improved views of current conditions. Producers in November become much more confident that the trade dispute with China will be settled soon. On the November survey, 57% of respondents said they expect a resolution soon, up from 42% in October. Additionally, 80% of respondents now say they believe the trade dispute will have a beneficial outcome for U.S. farmers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Of course it's agriculture. What else could it be? If you are engaged to be married, oh, congratulations. I'm very happy for you. And, you know, not to be a Donnie Downer, but have you thought about what happens if the marriage doesn't work out, if you split up and have to split up the farm? More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Thinking about what happens when a marriage does not work out is not something that a lot of us do. In fact, not enough of us do think about that before we get married. But Carrie Rinker sure thinks about it a lot. She's a farm family attorney based in Champaign, Illinois, and she highly recommends prenuptial agreements because she has seen what happens when there is not a prenup.
Not only do I do prenups, but I also do the other side with divorces. And now that I've been living in Central Illinois, I've been doing some more and more farm divorces. And matrimonial litigation can be very expensive. Okay, so the law in Illinois and in a lot of states is equitable distribution, which means fair. And there's a series of factors that the court considers in determining what's fair. The length of the marriage is one of a myriad of factors, but people spend a lot of money just fighting over how to, quote, fairly divide the land and farm equipment and livestock and everything else that comes along with it. Something like a prenuptial agreement can help make that process so much more smooth if they've already have determined sort of the rules of the road on which buckets the property belongs to and how the marital pie is going to be divided.
But before things get too far gone, Carrie says she has had success in mediating a couple's problems.
Yes, absolutely. I've been doing a lot of divorce mediation. I'm teaching mediation right now at the University of Illinois School of Law, and it's become a strong passion of mine. I feel like a lot of people, especially when children are involved, they should really consider alternative dispute resolutions such as mediation. When two businesses go to war against each other in the courtroom, it's rare that they were able to do business with each other afterwards. So why should we expect two parents who go to war in the courtroom to be able to co-parent with each other and work together for the benefit of their children after they go to war in the courtroom? So I really believe strongly in a more peaceful, amicable process such as mediation.
Back after this.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit hpmhc.com today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 31 degrees at sunrise this morning with a light southeast wind. Expect highs approaching 60, a good 10 to 15 degrees above seasonal average for this afternoon.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Kansas City Chiefs fans might see a familiar face in the backfield this weekend when they take on the New England Patriots. As the team works through injuries in its running back core, the team said yesterday afternoon it had signed free agent running back Spencer Ware. Ware played in 38 games as a Chief in 2015, 16, and 18. Ware started the 2019 season with the Indianapolis Colts, but was cut in September. KU number 3 in the preseason poll and dropped to 5th after a season-opening loss to Duke. The 6-1 Jayhawks have been on a roll since then, culminating last week with their third Maui Invitational title. Kansas used its size up front to beat up on Charbonnet, Brigham Young, and Dayton to add to the Maui titles that it's won in 1996 and 2015. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Several area athletes were named to the All-TVL football team in eight-man first-team selections where Quinn Bussing, Isaac Detweiler, Colby Talbot, and George Voley for Axel, Brandon Bussman, Garrett Dollinghouse, and Brian Joseph for Frankfurt, and Colin Juneman, Jacob Klipp, Jonah Weber for Hanover. Second-team selections for Frankfurt were Gavin Cornelison and Cade Schreiner, Tegan Schwartz for Hanover, and Washington County's Nathaniel Tice. Eight-man honorable mention with Derek Bussing, Mitchell Bussing of Axel, Frankfurt's Xavier Brandt, Hanover had Tanner Link and Emmett Juneman, and Tyler Nelson and Garrett Otot of Washington County. In the 11-man ranks, the TVL first-team selections for Centralia were Corbin Becker, Devin Feldkamp, Colton Hazenkamp, Ian Haverkamp, Campbell Haverkamp, Tyler Heenan, Austin Holthouse, Devin Ronebaum, and Traden Daly. And Valley Heights, 11-man first-team selections were Cameron Beardsley, Cole Coggins, Colton Crook, Evan Haynes, Tyler Wagner, and Jake Youngerberg. 11-man second-team selections for Centralia, Noah Quigley, and Caleb Slater. And for Valley Heights, Cesar Aguirre, Austin House, and Bryson Kenworthy. Congratulations to all area athletes for being named to the All-TVL League team.
We tip off the high school basketball season Thursday with Marysville at Axtell. Girls and boys games live simulcast on FM 95.5, AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Stars seem to be more sparkly in the winter, so a clear night this week will be a good sky-watching opportunity. We will point out the highlights on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you?
Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 4th, the 338th day of the year. Actor Jeff Bridges has a birthday, and the so-called Million Dollar Quartet session took place on this day in 1956 at Sun Records in Memphis. The darkest days of the year are upon us, so it's a good time to check out those sparkling jewels in the nighttime sky. Most of our planetary neighbors are absent, so the brightest points of light are actual stars. Betelgeuse and Rigel are two of those. You'll find them positioned to the left and right of Orion's belt, those three medium-sized stars lined up in a row. It always brings to mind Robert Frost's poem, The Star Splitter. It begins, "Orion always comes up sideways, throwing a leg over our fence of mountains." That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.